We found prints everywhere. Killian's, his son, the son's wife, the femme de ménage, others that didn't match anything on the database. But not Kerjean's. Apart from those lifted from the gate, no. We recovered 3 shell casings from Killian's study. No prints on those, of course. Even if there had been, they'd have been vaporized when the gun was fired. But ballistics was able to determine that the weapon used was a Walther P-38, a very common semi-automatic handgun, standard issue to German soldiers during the war. So it's quite possible that a number of those weapons found their way into circulation on the island after the occupation, you know, as trophies. Enzo nodded. He said, "Adjutant, I have a couple of very big favors to ask." Gauguin turned inquisitive eyes on the big Scotsman. Enzo had said very little during the gendarme's exposition, quietly listening, asking the occasional question. Whatever favors he wanted now would surely provide some kind of indication of the way his thoughts were moving. "Go ahead."
"I'd like, if possible, to get my hands on 2 items of evidence."
"Which are?"
"The autopsy report. I take it there was an autopsy?"
"Of course. But that's a tall order, monsieur. That report would have been submitted as evidence and would be held with everything else at the Greffe in Vannes."
"It's possible, isn't it, that there is a copy on file at the hospital where it was carried out?"
Gauguin exhaled deeply.
"It's possible," and he shook his head. "But I'm not at all sure how easy it would be to get a hold of it."
He paused.
"And the other item? I'd like one of those shell casings recovered from the crime scene."
Gauguin looked at him in amazement.
"Well, even if it was possible to lay hands on one, why? I told you there were no prints on them. What could you possibly learn from a shell casing?"
"Possibly everything," Enzo said.
"Indulge me."
The gendarme frowned again.
"I'd love to, Monsieur MacLeod, I really would, but I'm not at all sure I can. The autopsy report may be, but a shell casing..."
He blew air through pouting lips and gave an exaggerated Gallic shrug.
"Well, maybe you have a favor or two you can call in. I wouldn't ask if I didn't think it was important."
Gauguin stood staring at him for a long moment before setting his jaw.
"I'll see what I can do."